Good morning.
Morning, Joe.
Morning, Joe.
I've got three projects to bring before you this morning. The first one you're getting a sheet on is being passed down is EOC Project 2007-01, which is the siren controls and installation. On April 30th, bids were opened for the siren controls and installation project for the volunteer fire companies in Sussex County. As you may recall, back in October, we did this, and the bids came back well above budget. This is to install siren controllers at each of the volunteer fire stations, which we are responsible for. It's our job from the county to activate the siren, and we do that through a ultra-high band frequency siren controller. Three proposals were received. Delmarva Communications, $59,327. Teltronics, $90,905.38. And Anaconda Protective Concepts, $84,900. Based on the budget of $75,000 and review of the budgets by the county attorney and the communications support section, the low bid of Delmarva Communications meets the requirement. It's our recommendation.
You have a motion?
I certainly do. The motion, be it moved to accept the low bid on Project EOC 2007-01 Siren Controls and Installation, submitted by Delmarva Communications for $59,327.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second, and Mr. Jones to approve the motion just read by Mr. Thomas regarding the siren controls and installation to the fire service. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
You can take that 15 grand, use it toward the generator.
The next project is EOC 2007-02, Emergency Operations Center Furniture. This is a project for the new Emergency Operations Center. This is to outfit the communications center, the EOC portion, and the one of the conference rooms with furniture. Bids were opened on April 23rd, 2007, and at that time we had three prospective bidders. However, after review by the county attorney, one of those bidders did not meet the bid requirement with no bid bond, which left two remaining proposals, Zybex Systems Incorporated, $286,592, and Watson's Dispatch, which actually provided us two options. One, option one is their high-end furniture, and option two is their like middle grade. Option one was $298,025.58, and option two was $248,572.83. I met with the county administrator and the finance director on this, and this is well above what we had projected to be our budget for this.
Which was?
Can't say. You shouldn't say that, should you?
No.
You shouldn't say that until it's bid out.
Yeah. You got to still bid it.
You can find out later.
So with that, and with recommendations from the county administrator and finance director, as well as the budget, we're recommending that this bid be rejected and we rebid it almost immediately so that we can get it outfitted for the new building.
Yeah, because... Are we still like June, somewhere in that neighborhood, roughly?
I actually have Mr. Jones is here from the engineering department, who's the on-site project manager. Maybe he can shed some light. Has the completion date changed any, Bob?
Well, the official completion date is June 11th for the change order 7.
Somebody's not
right. Okay.
We're still
targeting
that date.
That's cool.
What'll happen is the building will be turned over to the county from the contractor in June, and then from basically July till September, Motorola, Verizon, Comcast, all the various vendors will come in and install their equipment. And our goal was to be up and operational. We're not going to actually move until after Labor Day because that's our busy season. So we hope to be up and operational by, my goal date's October 1st at the latest.
Excellent.
Joe, the people that built the furniture here, it's not something to be custom built, or is it...
The people that built the furniture here actually were set in on the bids when we submitted the bids or put them out on the street, but they did not choose to present a proposal. So apparently it's something they can't, that they don't do or can't do.
Probably pretty, well, I don't know. Okay. Well, how do you think you're going to, what are you going to do to get the price lower? Are you going to drop back and...
I've talked to Mr. Izzo from the engineering department, and he feels that through the bid proposal that we resubmit, that he feels that we can get a better price.
Okay.
By the wording of some of the documentation and some of the options and what have you.
We'll leave that to you. Okay.
Or do you need a motion?
Yes, we do.
Be it moved to reject the bid proposals for Project EOC 2007-02, Emergency Operations Center Furniture, and rebid the project at a later date.
So moved.
That motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips to reject the bid, and the motion just read by Mr. Thomas. Any questions? Being none, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
The last project I have is EOC 2007-03, Emergency Operations Center Chairs. This proposal was for 24-hour, 7-day-a-week chairs for the dispatch center, as well as chairs for the EOC portion of the building. We issued these and opened bids on April 23rd, 2007 as well. We had two prospective proposals received, and after review by the county attorney, both failed to meet the bid requirement with no bid bond. So based on that, we'd like to reject that bid as well, and we also feel that we can do better, possibly even through state contract at this point.
That's the motion, read it.
Be it moved to reject the bid proposal for Project EOC 2007-03 Emergency Operations Center Chairs.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by Mr. Jones to reject the bid for the Emergency Operations Center Chairs. Motion just read Mr. Thomas. Any questions? Being none, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Mr. Lang's assistant. Stepping in.
JB team.
Good morning. Both of these items are old business items. They're rezoning applications. The commission held their hearing February the 8th. They deferred action. Council held their hearing February 27th. You deferred action. And on March the 15th, the commission made a recommendation that these applications be forwarded to the council with the recommendation that they be approved. 1605 is a AR and GR to a MRRPC. Mr. Johnson had six reasons that he gave in his motion, and it's subject to the following conditions. The maximum number of dwelling units shall not exceed 373 townhouse style units. The construction of this project shall be phased over a 6-year period. No more than 125 residential unit building permits shall be issued with any calendar year. 3, all entrance, intersection, roadway, multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determinations. Recreational facilities and amenities shall be constructed and open to use by the residents of the development within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. Those amenities shall include a swimming pool and pool house. 5, the development shall be served as part of the appropriate Sussex County Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department specifications and regulations. The MRRPC shall be served by a public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. Stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. The applicant, its successors and or assigns, including a homeowners or condo association that will be formed, shall operate stormwater management facilities in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. 9, the interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. Street design shall include curbs, sidewalks, and street lighting. 10, the applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design. Number 11, construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on offer to the property shall only occur from Monday through Saturday and only between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. The applicant shall form a homeowners or condo association to be responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, open spaces, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. A school bus stop with parking shall be provided. The location and character of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district's transportation coordinator. The location of the school bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. Agricultural buffers shall be provided as required. The agricultural use notice shall be included in condominium documents or instruments of conveyance. Site plan review by the Planning and Zoning Commission shall be required for the master plan and each phase of the proposed development. And the last one, the RPC, shall expire after 5 years, if not substantially underway, as provided by subsection 99-40E of the subdivision ordinance, which references sunsetting provisions. There was a motion and second it. It was recommended that this application be forwarded to the council with the recommendation that it be approved. That motion carried 4-0. And the second application was a AR1 to a C1 district. And they also unanimously carried that this application be forwarded to the council with the recommendation that it be approved. And there were 6 reasons stated for that. And you each have a copy of that.
Got a question, Mr. Dukes?
Yes, sir.
On number 5, I know engineering department has specifications and regulations, but what I was reading in there there were also some recommendations. Can we add the word recommendations?
Where, Mr. Cole?
Number five.
The development shall be served as. Where do you want to put the word recommendations?
Well, where it just says, I would say specifications, recommendations, and regulations. Just add the word recommendations in there because there are, as I read through the minutes there, there were a number of recommendations, and I'm not sure if they are actually spelled out 100% in regulations or whatever. So it just. Many times they've had to make recommendations like they do, like DelDOT does, where we add the word recommendations of DelDOT.
You want to just add recommendations or take specifications?
No, just add the word recommendations.
All right, regulations and specifications, or and recommendations, excuse me.
Yeah, just add the word recommendations to number 5.
Anybody got a problem with that? No problem, let's go.
And then another one I got a question is, number 17, at the expiration of a RPC, if not substantially underway. What's that mean?
Roads are graded, cut, stormwater management.
Do we have that written somewhere?
It's in the subdivision.
We do now have a definition for substantially.
It's in the subdivision ordinance, yes.
Okay.
Satisfied with that? Any other questions?
Did you do something with 11, George? I'm sorry.
11?
Yeah, about it. I know you.
Oh, okay. No, I actually. I didn't say anything here, but I agree. If you've got some concerns, they see 7 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Be sure it's Friday.
I think maybe Monday through Friday.
Yeah, so I agree.
Anybody got an objection with Friday?
Getting too busy to work in those areas and weekends.
No objection to Monday through Friday, same hours? Okay, let's go.
I got just one other question. On number 4, it says pool house and pool. I was also in their minutes, they said trails, but would that be done
that,
to site
be part
plan?
Of the site plan, okay. Yeah, yes.
Okay, that's cool.
And is this the one, though, Shane, that had the little clump of nice trees, a grove of old growth trees in the center there that they said they could have, it was recommended they could get around it, but they said they like to use it or something as amenity place?
I thought this whole site was cool.
I'm going to make sure because I don't have anything in front of us showing.
Yeah, right.
My recollection was
the survey or the. There is a clump of trees, yes.
About 6 acres? 5 acres? 6 acres?
Five. Leave them, right?
5 to 6. And they're showing on the site plan that they're going to be retained.
Yeah.
They're not. Well, it also showed on the nice color picture they showed up on the board that they were actually having their pool and clubhouse in the middle of it or part of it.
It's beside it.
It's
the pool was to the left of it.
Well, can
Mr. Cole,
Right, well, that, Dale, that, that area that, where that pool all sits is all trees.
No, that's nice, to the left.
No, they, they're showing what it's going to look like after they build it.
That's
right, they've cut out those trees. I'm just saying right now there's trees there, and the recommendation, because it is the environmentally sensitive development district, that is an old growth stand. It's been there. There's some substantial trees in there. What they're doing is carving out that spot, Dale. They're not sitting on the edge. So I was just going to say, and there's plenty ample opportunity for them to redesign their, and I think the TAC committee said there was plenty of room to redesign that to be able to place that amenity elsewhere. So my suggestion would be that we would, that they would retain the trees and place the amenities elsewhere as per site plan approval.
I don't know, according to the photograph, it looks like the trees.
No, that's pictures you're looking at that they drew.
He's looking at that one.
Okay, right.
It shows that. I don't.
It doesn't show carved out, that they're carving out a couple acres to do the.
Might be, it might be some, but I, yeah, I agree.
What I'm saying is the way the site plan is laid out, there's ample area to relocate and stay out of those trees, because those are a very substantial old growth section. And this is in the environmentally sensitive area, guys. Remember that.
Leave trees. Leave trees. I agree.
Well.
Mr. Rogers,
I think there's ample room for them to develop around it if you all want to.
I have no problem leaving trees.
I think it's the right thing to do.
Leave the trees, Mr. Phillips.
I'm not going to object.
Jones? Okay. If you can add that then to say that.
Would you put that in number 10, where it's talking about the tree and shrub landscape design, and you could add which shall preserve the existing 5-acre forested area?
Five plus or minus, I don't know what exactly it is, but it's at least 5 or 6 acres.
It's 6.6 acres.
6.6 acres?
6.6 okay. acres, and it says, according to the site plan, 3.2 out of 6.6 acres of trees will be removed.
Well, that's what I was just trying to, right. No sense removing okay. them, because they got all kinds of space to relocate all that stuff.
Right, well, amend
that. Do you agree with that, Mr. Abbott?
You could put the existing forested area will remain undisturbed.
Yeah, undisturbed, yeah.
Right. The commission has done that on other, some other projects.
And I'm thinking we just ought to add it in because it'll show that we are sensitive to these environmental concerns.
Mr. Griffin, I guess I'd like to leave some discretion to the Planning Commission. There may be factors that we're unaware of. Is there a way that that phrase could be couched as a direction to the Planning Commission to make this attempt?
Is that a recommendation?
Could do that.
I think we ought to just direct them to stay out of the trees. They got plenty of room, gentlemen.
Eat the trees.
I move that we direct the commission to, during their site plan review, attempt to keep this out of the forested area.
Tell them to do it.
Just tell them to do it, right?
There may be circumstances we're not aware of. We don't have the applicant here that could address the issue specifically. I think a suggestion to the Planning Commission would suffice. I guess I put that in the form of a motion. Does anybody agree? Yeah. If not, I'll go quietly.
Anybody second Mr. Phillips' motion that we make that a motion?
Leave trees. Leave trees.
Going once. Did you start to say something?
Nope.
Oh.
I'll make
for lack of a second. Okay.
Then I'll make a motion that the changes as or we adopted as amended with those three, was it three changes?
I don't think we need a motion for that. I think it was a consensus, Mr. Cole.
He's ready to go forward.
He's going to make the changes a motion if we ought to maybe.
All right. Well, let's let Mr. Griffin read the title. You read it.
Okay.
Are you done?
Well, sometimes we vote on the changes. I don't know. However you want to do it.
Do we need to vote on the changes?
Well, you have changes to number 6, I believe.
Number five.
And number 10 and number 11. So somebody should probably.
Okay.
17 wasn't there, right.
Mr. Cole made a motion to make the changes to the amendment. Or
5, 10, and 11.
5, 10, and 11.
As amended by consensus voter.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Rogers to amend 5, 10, and 11. Any questions on the amendments to these recommendations and conditions? Now, Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes. The it's in character, I guess, with the way the development has been proceeding in that area. It will have a negative impact, though, on the traffic and other things that are affecting Long Neck, but...
Get up with me later.
I think we're just voting on the amendment, or change.
I'm sorry, I'll vote yes. I'll vote yes on the changes, I'm sorry.
Okay, Mr. Phillips, changes only.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Read the title, Mr. Griffin.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a GR general residential and a GR general residential district to a MR RPC medium density residential district residential plan community for a certain parcel of land in Indian River 100 containing 93.67 acres more or less.
Need a motion?
I make a motion we approve CZ 1605 with the 17 conditions as amended.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by?
Second.
Mr. Rogers, to approve CZ 1605 with 17 conditions, 5, 10, 11 amended. Mr. Cole?
In the past, I've been very concerned about this type of development on Route 24 because Route 24 is under a lot of pressure with traffic and other issues, but since the majority of the council has been approving this type of development in this area, and this has been the trend, this is in the minds of the council appropriate use. So with those amended changes, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record and recommendation of planning and zoning with the changes made by council, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Based on record recommendation of planning and zoning with the changes by us, I vote yes.
Mr. Jones.
For the facts and finding the P&Z, my vote is yes.
With the 17 conditions, and based on the recommendation of planning and zoning, my vote is yes. Motion is carried. Mr. Abbott.
The second application was change zoning 1606. This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C1 general commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County. Land lying southwest of Route 24, 1,400 feet southwest of Route 5 and Road 297, to be located on 15.37 acres more or less. Commission's hearing was on February the 8th. Council's was on February 27th. Both times action was deferred. The commission considered this application under old business on March 15th. Mr. Johnson stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of the CZ 1606 based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the project is located within the environmentally sensitive development area according to the 2002 land use plan update. The proposal will provide neighborhood convenience shopping, which is one of the guidelines for use in the 2002 update. Two, the use will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Three, the project is adjacent to intersections that contain other C1 and B1 zone properties. These include a shopping center with various uses, stores, gas stations, restaurants, and warehousing. The intersection also has other community uses, including a church and a community center. The applicant has stated that it will meet or exceed DLDOT requirements. C1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning ordinance states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for retail shopping and personal and miscellaneous service activities, and that such uses should be located along arterial roadways, excuse me, where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exist. In this case, the proposed location along Route 24 falls within the stated purpose of the C1 district. And last one, the project will provide interconnecting roads and sidewalks from the adjoining MRRPC to reduce traffic and to provide for safe pedestrian travel. There was a motion and second it carried unanimously to forward this application to the council with the recommendation that it be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0.
Questions, Mr. Abbott? Read the title, Mr. Griffin.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C1 general commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying in being Indian River 100 containing 15.73 acres more or less.
Need a motion?
So moved, Mr. President.
Have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by?
Second.
Mr. Phillips to approve CZ-1606. And with the six reasons, so read by Mr. Abbott. Any questions? Being none, Mr. Cole.
The commercial development along Route 24 is extensive at this point, at this time. C1 development permits a wide variety of uses. Many generate a lot of traffic, some do not. But it's a wide variety of uses that are permitted in a C1 district. My vote is no at this time because the traffic conditions on Route 24 cannot handle any additional C1 development. There is ample C1 and commercial parcels that have already been rezoned and approved and have not even been fully developed or started. So I cannot in good conscience support any additional C1 parcels. This would have been much more appropriate as a CU, where we would have actually known what was going in there, and we would have known the impact of the traffic, but they actually referenced pad sites, and when you talk about pad sites, you're typically looking at fast food restaurants and things of that nature, which are really can be a problem. So as part of the CU application or part of the RPC would have been much more appropriate because basically what we're doing is allowing the developer to speculate with any of the many uses in a C1 zone that are permitted, and some of them like used car lots or can be out of character, and some would be like I said, cause a much more additional traffic that would further burden the quality of life in that area, which is under a tremendous amount of stress. So residential development's one thing, but commercial development causes a lot of problems. So I'd say no.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record and recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers.
There is ample commercialism down the road at Indian River. My vote would be no on the commercialism.
Mr. Jones.
My vote is yes with P&Z.
My vote is yes with P&Z. I think that's what our land use plan allows, and hopefully if they got some commercial there, it keeps some people off of 24. Motion's approved. Gentlemen, FYI, I've got a list. We have 11 conditional uses that we've deferred action on. We've got 8 change of zones and 1 parking ordinance we have deferred on. You know, I always have a problem with deferring on these things for long periods of time. A little bit older than some of you, and I seem to forget all the details. It's my intention of putting these things on the agenda and getting them caught up. I don't know if I need to go over them with you so that you know which ones are not, but in the next month or so, I'm going to start putting these on there. So I just want to give you notice that we need to get them caught up. It's not fair to defer action on them for so long. Does anybody want to know
what is our policy now? Can somebody clarify it? I know it's only a policy, but what is it?
Well, it's a motion I think that we made years ago, Mr. Cole, that the councilman has 45 days to put it on when it comes to after the hearing. And after that period of time, then the president of the council is the only one that can put it on the agenda.
Is the only one that can put it on the agenda? You mean the
after 45
days. After 45 days.
After 45 days, it means I can't put one on the agenda? Only you can put it on the agenda?
Yeah, in your district.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, you can put... You know, if it doesn't,
he can put it on if you don't act on it or something.
Okay, and do you typically notify him when you're going to put him on, or is it? What do you do?
I should do, Mr. Cole, and I apologize on Natigo. I did not. I guess that's your district.
Yeah, it's the second time this has happened.
Okay,
recently.
I will try not.
I wonder if it's a policy for you guys and not for me.
I publicly apologize. I'll make sure it doesn't happen again, Mr. Cole. That's why I want to give you all notice this morning that these are going to be cleaned up on the agenda. Do you want me to go over them so you know which ones?
No, I just got a comment. 45 days isn't sufficient sometimes if you have these controversial subdivisions where if there's any time you could work out some of the difficulties and maybe get some compromise. And
and my view on development, Dale, is obviously different than yours. So 45 days is just not ample time, especially when we have some on here that have sat how long?
Too long,
right. So what I want to know is why some can sit too long and why some have to be rushed along. Because Nintendo here, or Nintegro, whatever it is, just isn't that old. It's not even, 2 months old? But then we have some that are 2 years. So could you explain to me, what is your policy on which ones move to the top and which ones doesn't? Is it a phone call to Dale from the developer, or is it from who?
Yes.
Where does it come from?
I usually don't try to put them on, but if the developer calls and said, hey, it's been over 45 days, would you consider putting this on, then I will do that. And again, Mr. Cole.
So the developers kind of control this whole thing. You don't have any...
Well, you want me to say yes on that.
No, I'm just wondering what motivates you. You just told us
the
developer calls you up, you put it on.
Well, you can say that.
What if somebody in opposition says, Mr. Dukes, don't put it on?
You can get on the radio and say what you want, Mr. Cole, about me and when I put them on the agenda and I'm in the developer's
pocket
and all that crap. But
no, it's no crap. It's not crap. I'm just trying to get your policy. It changes, Dale, from week to week.
It doesn't, Mr. Cole. It's been the same. And matter of fact, you voted for this policy when we did it years ago. So you must
hey, follow it then.
I do. It's been more than 45 days since this one had a public hearing on this one, so I did follow
it. Okay, we'll go down the list. Let's hear how long
Some
of them have been on.
I don't know that. Well, I guess, it's right here. Carl Klink. Who's Carl Klink? Who's got that one?
Colonel.
That's the campsite on, it's on the 5th. It'll be on the 5th.
It's what?
That's a campsite between here and Georgetown, is that correct?
That's what?
Matt. Okay, who's Klink?
Klink was a used car dealer.
Lincoln?
No.
When was it? When
a
was
country
it?
Store and storage of overhead doors and parts to be located in a certain parcel line in Dagsburg 100.
When was the application made?
Well, P&Z recommended approval with conditions on December the 7th, 06.
December 06, okay.
Nobody knows whose it is. It's Dagsburg 100. That must be yours.
It's a shame it's not a developer. We'd have had that one done.
They've not called.
That guy didn't realize it.
Put them on.
Okay, David Peterson is mine.
What's that one?
December the 14th.
What is it?
What is it? It's a auto restorage located in a parcel of land in Broad Creek 100, 2.23 acres on Woods Lane. The next one is William Kevin Clark. For a sales lot to be in a certain parcel of land being in Cedar Creek 100. 1.14 acres. Is that yours, Mr. Rogers?
Where at Cedar Creek?
That's
it. Cedar Creek 100.
Oh, that was the one I was saying, Lincoln. Yeah, we put it on.
Well, we're not over here next week. Colonial East.
That's going to be on the 5th.
That's yours. I don't know how you say this one. S-A-M-I-R, Gabar, Samir. Pardon?
Samir Gabra or something.
Oh,
like
thank
that.
You, Robin. For a business park to be located in a certain piece of land Lewis Rehoboth 100.
That's on June 5th.
Okay. Edward Metz.
That's campsite.
That's on June 5th.
It's on the 5th.
Wayne Baker.
That won't be on the 5th.
And all these are yours, Mr. Rogers.
Just three. I live in a coastal area.
Oh,
well, I'm just curious why his haven't been moved ahead. Is it Dale? Is it because most of these are like 1 acre and 2 acre parcels, and when we want, and it's not really going to have a big impact on anything. But when 200 and 300 homes come along, you have no problem getting those on the agenda.
Malone
had a hard time getting a poor guy with a one lot park, used car.
Malone Enterprises, multifamily dwelling structure lying in Indian River 100, 12.77 acres, on Long Neck Road. Artesian Water Company.
Where?
Dagsburg 100, 13.41 acres on Piney Neck Road.
That's where those the private sewer guys are trying to start sewer within our sewer districts. No, I think that might be even mine too. We're holding that one up, I thought, because our engineering department was
Mr. Phillips says it's yours.
Oh, it is mine, but I'm just saying it's been held up for legitimate reasons, I think, because the engineering department's trying to work out an agreement.
North Milton, that's Mr. Rogers.
Well, that was in
right for
litigation or something.
TIA.
CIS. Okay, and Harry Isaacs, that's connected. Nantigo, we just did that one. Nantigo, we just did that one. Burton's Pond is, who's Burton's Pond?
I think that's...
Half and half, me and George.
Okay.
George and I.
And B&M Properties?
Burton Pond is what we just did.
MR District to MRPC medium density residential plan for a certain piece of land lying in Baltimore 100 on 58B. Is that, it's down over at Charlie Zonko's office, 58B, isn't it? Isn't that, was that?
What's the name of the road now?
Is that Coleman Bunnings that
Coleman
came in?
Bunnings.
Is that Coleman?
Put it on.
Is that yours?
That was just on, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was just on.
We just hadn't heard that.
Right. Well, I'm just going over what they are. North Milton again. North Milton again.
Five of them.
North Milton again. Right. And then there's a parking ordinance. Okay. I will not put them on for 45 days. You know, and then and I will call you the next time, Mr. Cole. Again, I apologize the next time. And if there is a reason that it's being held off, we'll be glad to negotiate it, talk about it. So you got a bunch of these going on the 5th of June? Okay.
All the little ones, because they don't call you and you don't remind you and Robin.
Okay. You can vote on without me. I had an invitation to go to Walter Reed Hospital to visit the soldiers the 5th of June, I think it is. So I might not be here. I'm not sure. I will let Mr. Baker know. I think it's a great opportunity that I'll probably never get again. Okay, this is the time we've all been waiting for. I'm sure you're all excited. Most of us know what's in the budget. The only thing